when we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek, cheek to cheek, cheek to cheek.
Women do get weary.
Chair McDevitt, if you...
Good evening and welcome to the Sunday Night Presentation.
I think you're actually still muted.
Okay. Sorry. Good evening and welcome to the Historic Preservation Commission meeting for Monday. What is the date today? March 17th. Thank you. 2025. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Vilander.
Present.
Commissioner Velez.
Present.
Commissioner Roberts.
Present.
Commissioner Preston.
Present.
Commissioner Link.
Present.
Vice Chair Murray.
Here.
And Chair McDevitt.
Here. Okay. Let's rise and for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
my notes. Thank you. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Reasonable time limits are imposed on each topic and each speaker in accordance with the provision of the Ralph M. Brown Act. No action or discussion may take place on any item not on the posted agenda. The board of or commission may respond to statements made or questions asked and may direct the staff to report back on the topic at a future meeting. Do we have any public comments?
Chair McDevitt, I don't have any speaker slips, nor are there any members of the public joining us via Zoom.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll move to administrative agenda, approval of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting minutes for May 20th, 2024.
That is item A1, approval of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting minutes of May 20th, 2024.
Chair, I read the minutes and I make a motion to approve them.
I second.
Yes. Okay, can we have a vote, please?
Yes. Commissioner Vilander?
Agreed.
Commissioner Velez?
Agreed.
Commissioner Roberts?
Agreed.
Commissioner Preston?
I think I was not on the board at that time, so I'll pass.
If you wouldn't mind speaking into the microphone.
Excuse me. I don't think I was on the board at that time, so I will pass on those minutes. I think I came in after the May meeting.
Okay, an abstention. Commissioner Link?
Agree.
Vice Chair Murray?
Yes.
And Chair McDevitt.
Yes, I agree. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item A2.
That is item A2, Historic Preservation Commission meeting schedule for 2025.
Okay. Has everyone reviewed the schedule?
And Chair McDivitt, if you don't mind, I can give a brief kind of
yes, please. Okay.
Language regarding the schedule for 2025. It's great to see everyone all in the same room. And so obviously the last time we met was in May of 2024. And so this meeting, we'll want to go over the 2025 schedule. City Council has asked the Historic Preservation Commission to meet 6 times a year. You'll see in Table 1 on the staff report, I've listed out those meeting dates. As of right now, there's no conflict with any observed holidays. You will see in the latter part of the year, September, October, November, December, we have 4 in a row, and you will see 7 total dates. And the reason for that is we do anticipate and, you know, keep our fingers crossed that there will be a couple projects, you know, around those times. So that's why you'll see 4 in the latter half of the year. And with that, today, staff is recommending that you confirm the schedule for 2025. Thank you.
Okay.
Could we ask a question?
Yep. Sure, of course.
If, let's say, the commission has some request or projects for the city that serves the commission as well as the public, like, for example, we had asked for a budget to do more surveys of historic resources and add more historic resources to the inventory list. And I'm just hoping that one of those requests will come to one of those meetings, and not just project-driven meetings, but also meetings to support the ordinance and the public and the resources to keep going. Otherwise, we just come for projects, and that to me is not the intent of the ordinance or the whole historic preservation. Anyway, I just want to voice that opinion.
Vice Chair Murray, thank you for your comments on that. So for 2024, there was approved money in the budget for that. Unfortunately, we did not receive a member of the public at that time submit a request to conduct a survey on a potential property. However, as a planning staff, we would really welcome that. Unfortunately, we just haven't seen it at this time. The 2025 budget has not been adopted yet, but that request was in there as well. So we anticipate that being in the 2025 budget as well.
Thank you.
Anyone else have questions or?
All right. Does anyone else have questions or comments?
No.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the schedule as reflected in Table 1?
I move that we accept the meeting dates 2025 posted in Table 1.
And
I second.
Do we have a second?
Thank you.
Can we take it to vote, please?
Commissioner Vilander?
Approve.
Commissioner Velez?
Approve.
Commissioner Roberts?
Approve.
Commissioner Preston?
Approved.
Commissioner Link?
Approve.
Vice Chair Murray?
Yes.
Approved. And Chair McDevitt?
Approved. Okay, moving right through. Agenda item A. Point 3, selection of the chair and vice chair for 2025.
Good evening, chair and commissioners. This is actually my item tonight. So Blake Markham from the city manager's office. The item before you tonight offers you the opportunity to select the chair and vice chair of the Historic Preservation Commission for the 2025 calendar year. As a review of how this process works, in just a moment, we'll open up the floor for nominations for chair. These nominations do not require a second, and then we'll see if there are any other nominations. We'll then take votes on the nominations in the order that they were received, and then once we have a chair selected, we'll move on to the selection of the vice chair. Okay? Before we do that, just to let everybody know, we still do not have any members of the public here wishing to speak, nor are there any members on Zoom. So without any further ado, do I hear any nominations for chair?
I nominate Commissioner McDevitt for chair.
We have a nomination for Commissioner McDevitt. Commissioner McDevitt, do you accept the nomination?
Well, I would love to because I've only had one meeting. I would love to, but I accept it. Thank you.
Okay. We have a nomination for Commissioner McDevitt. Are there any other nominations for chair?
I nominate Fermina Murray for chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have a nomination for Commissioner Murray. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. So we have two nominations. Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, we will proceed with a roll call vote for the first nomination first for Commissioner McDevitt. Commissioner Vilander.
I vote for Commissioner McDevitt.
Commissioner Velez.
Sustain.
I'm sorry, is that an abstention?
Correct.
Commissioner Roberts.
Yes.
Commissioner Preston.
Yes, McDevitt.
Commissioner Link.
Abstain.
Vice Chair Murray?
Yes.
And Commissioner McDevitt?
Yes. Or abstain.
Abstain.
Okay. With 4 votes for yes and 3 abstentions, the motion passes.
Thank you.
We will now move on to nominations for Vice Chair. Are there any nominations for Vice Chair?
I nominate myself.
And I don't have to ask if you accept the nomination.
Make it easier.
Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
I do nominate Fermina Murray for vice chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other nominations? Hearing none, we will now move on to a roll call vote. Commissioner Vilander?
Yes.
Commissioner Velez?
Yes.
Commissioner Roberts?
Yes.
Commissioner Preston? Commissioner Link?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Yes.
And Chair McDevitt?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Okay. I know. Now we move on to discussion action item B.1.
That is item B1, Goleta Community Center main sign rehabilitation.
Good evening, Chair McDevitt and members of the Historic Preservation Commission. My name is Justin Wilkins. I'm the Parks and Recreation Manager for the City of Goleta. This evening, we are bringing before you for comment on the proposed rehabilitation plans for the marquee sign at the Goleta Community Center. Built in 1927 as the Goleta Union School, the building located at 5679 Hollister Avenue was eventually acquired by the county in 1977. Later, in 1984, the county sublet the building to the Goleta Valley Community Center Group, a 501c3 non-for-profit who managed the daily operations and facilities of the center. In 2013, the City of Goleta purchased the building and retained GVCC as the operator until January of 2023, wherein the city assumed responsibility for the facilities and operation. The center was renamed the Goleta Community Center, and rebranding efforts have continued on since the city acquired the building. The City of Goleta assumed control of the operations and rehabilitation, and in order to have a consistent branding, it was recommended through the GCC strategic planning process that a new marquee sign be installed. The current sign was installed sometime between 1984 and the incorporation of the City of Goleta. It's approximately 52 inches in height and approximately 105 inches in length. It's constructed of wood, and the current sign is engraved in the wood frame. The color of the existing sign is white with the teal trim to match the building itself. We're proposing to have We're proposing to have a custom high-pressure laminate inlay created with the new logo that would be installed over the existing space. The letters will be one-dimensional and sized as shown in pages 2 to 4 of attachment 2. The width of the inlay is approximately 1/4 inch to mount flush with the existing teal borders. There will be no change to the square footage, which is currently approximately 28 square feet, nor to the paint, color, location, or overall dimensions, nor will it change the existing landscaping or lighting. It's our hopes that by utilizing approved materials as recommended by the Heritage District Design Guidelines, and by retaining the majority of the character of the existing sign, we can accomplish the goals laid out in the strategic plan for the community center. The proposed changes are in line with all general plan and zoning ordinances and are in line with the Old Town Goleta Heritage District guidelines. Further, the proposed rehabilitation is in line with the guidelines of the Secretary of the Interior for standards for historic properties. With that, I would like to turn it back over to the commission for any questions or comments.
Do we have any questions or comments?
So it's an inlay placed on the existing wood sign.
Correct. If we go to that, if we could see the first image on this attachment. So if you look around this border here, that is all existing wood trim, and that's going to stay. This is a non-conforming sign in that it's a little bit wonky in the dimensions, so this has to be a custom piece, and it'll just go where the white is. That will be a high-pressure laminate with the, what was the word, the flat, non-raised lettering that it'll be in the inlay.
I'm just curious, are we at all concerned about the viability of wood over time? Is there any...
For the existing structure?
Yes.
I don't think that we are now. I think the what we're trying to accomplish is retaining as much as the original and just updating it in a cost-effective manner. That still is in line with the design standards.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, if I could follow up. If you cover the big wood sign, it won't breathe when it gets wet, and it's more likely to rot, I think. But I don't know if these considerations have been taken by the people planning this.
Yeah, Commissioner Roberts, thank you. That's a great question. That's definitely something that we can work with our vendor on to see what type of materials maybe could be more porous or how to abate that concern. But as of right now, those that we've worked with haven't brought that up to us as a consideration in this type of solution. Sorry, Commissioner Roberts, I'd just like to add, Ms. Plummer, if you have anything to add, feel free to jump on up to the podium. We'll take your comments as well.
I mean, it might be helpful just to explain the reasoning for picking that material. I don't have an issue with it, but maybe that would help.
Good evening, Commissioner McDevitt and the Historic Preservation Commissioners. I'm excited to be here. We've never been to this commission before. Mm-hmm. My name is Joanne Plummer. I'm the Neighborhood Services Director. And one of the reasons that we chose this material, as Mr. Wilkins specified, is cost. It's cost effective to use this material. It's lightweight. We get the bright colors that are in the logo that are the historic colors of the interior of the building. And the colors also allow us to clearly define the type of font that's listed on the picture. The font, as mentioned in your staff report, on the image is also the same font, or as close as we could get it, to the font that's engraved on the building that says Goleta Union School. So we worked hard to try to find that font. We really want to showcase that, and this material does allow for that. It won't, it's fade resistant, so it should stay bright. And the other thing I wanted to mention to the commission is in 2023, when the City of Goleta took on the day-to-day management, It was specified that it is stated as interim management of the facility. So it is a Goleta, City of Goleta building. It has been known to the community as the Goleta Valley Community Center because that was the name of the organization that actually facilitated the operations of the facility. So that organization still exists today. And that is one of the reasons we're really in the strategic plan had said, let's update this sign to state the Goleta Community Center. If the City of Goleta chooses to go to another organization or a company to operate the facility in the future, then it also isn't a high cost that has been put out there. If the city, for the new sign, if the city then chooses to retain management of the facility, then as mentioned, it is an older sign. It is wood. We have inspected the wood. It'll withstand this for a few years, and then we could look at something, changing it out for long term, depending on the decisions that'll be taking place in the next few years.
Thank you. That provides a lot of context. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Any other comments?
I just have a positive statement. Definitely like the look of the sign, and I like how it reflects the butterfly and how it relates to the City of Goleta. So thank you.
And now when I go pie it, I'm going to have to look for that font. I never noticed that.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you follow that font. It's really quite important. And also, I really appreciate this staff report that enumerates the Old Town Heritage District guidelines, because those really get forgotten. And those are guidelines that we also follow here because they relate to the Secretary of Interior standards. So I appreciate putting down all those ordinances and things for the public to know how important this is. Even a sign for a historic building needs to be backed up by all those things. Thank you very much. And it's a very nice sign.
Yeah, beautiful. Made our, making our job easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and do I have a motion to give our approval for this? Goleta Community Center main sign rehabilitation.
Chair McDivitt, if I can, yes. Just for one second, it's not so much an approval that the applicant's asking for today. It's just to pass your comments along to the Design Review Board and City Council.
Thank you. But I should ask for public comment. Do we have any slips?
Chair McDivitt, we do not have any speaker slips for this item, nor are there any members of the public joining us via Zoom today.
Okay. Well, thank you. So we'll move on to commissioner comments.
Well, I would say that we just want to send positive comments from this commission for approval of this wonderful sign to the Design Review Board, and also sincere appreciation for the staff report in including all of the provisions that govern this kind of projects that are in front of historic resources. Thank you.
Any other comments? And this is for general comments, correct, as well. So outside of the sign, any other comments?
I just want to reflect that I like the color and how it totally reflects the building, and that you keep it the same color towards the sign. I think that's definitely a positive attribute, so thank you.
So, Mr. Mimic, do we have, before adjournment, is there any other?
Pardon me? Sorry?
Before adjournment, is there any other comments or topics?
There's not.
Agenda items. I don't see anything here, but I want to make sure before I adjourn.
Thank you for the question. Yeah, there are no adjustments to the agenda this evening.
Okay.
So in terms of agenda items, that's those are all the items we have tonight. Before you adjourn, our next meeting will be May 19th. And again, great to see everyone, and we'll see you in 8 weeks.
And I also have a reminder on behalf of the city clerk and the city attorney's office. We will have an ethics AB 1234 and Brown Act training here at City Hall in this room on Thursday the 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. All of our commissioners are encouraged to attend to complete their mandatory ethics training, even if you have done so online. So we hope to see you then. Oh, yes, and please RSVP to the city clerk group email so that we can get numbers on who will be attending so that we know who to expect. And there will be pizza.
Soda? Thank you. Just because I think I wasn't clear before that it moved on to see commissioners' comments, so I'll give one more chance before we adjourn to see if anybody has any general comments.
I have a couple of comments. If somebody else has some. One is to ask what is happening with the Barnstall gas station, if there's any movement there.
Thank you for the question, Vice Chair Murray. Unfortunately, at this time, given it's not a posted item on the agenda, we're not able to discuss it.
All right. But
Hi, Saprasi, current planning manager. Just we are in the process of preparing the environmental impact report for that project. And we're working on it as quickly as we can because there's a number of issues, you know, associated with the property. So, but we would expect that will, when the draft EIR is available for public review, which we do hope will happen this year, you'll be made aware of it. And then at a certain point in the process, it will be coming back before you. And that is one of the reasons why we had so many meetings listed for the end of the year, because we didn't want to cancel a meeting that we actually needed. So, and that is primarily because we're not quite sure with when that will come forward, but we wanted to preserve all of our options.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The other question I had was, this is to do with the cottage at Stowe Grove Park. I attended a meeting Parks and Recreation meeting, and I sent a personal letter, but what I gathered from the meeting was the building is over 50 years old, and it was said that I think you spoke in that meeting, that the Rincon Consulting Group had done a study of that building and determined it to be not historic. The Parks Commission voted unanimously to demolish the building, even though several neighbors, and including myself, objected. So my question is, if the Rincon, that building is over 50 years old, it was a report was done by the Rincon Consulting Group, I feel that it should have come before this commission. I mean, don't we review phase one, phase two studies of any resources, whether they're deemed historic or not? Anyway, I just want to raise that issue because at that meeting it was not clear to the Parks and Commission our role is versus in regarding these buildings that are over 50 years old. Anyway, so I just want to bring that up and to the attention of the commission as well as the staff, and you'll let us know the right thing.
So I'm just to clarify, is that the Stowe House?
No, this is a cottage at the Stowe Grove Park.
Okay.
That used to be the housing for a park ranger in those days when the park ranger, yeah, right.
Okay.
And it is over 50 years old. It is in not great condition, but I never saw that Rincon consulting report that did the phase one study according to the meeting. So anyway, just things to raise.
Thank you for the comment, Vice Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Any other comments? Yes.
I was just hoping that in the future, maybe we can have some reviews like Vice Chair Murray had asked about, you know, the Barsdale. And we also, consulted on the house that's over at with the Humane Society. And if we could get an update on what's being done there. I think it's not enough for us to just sit here and say yes or no, or we agree or not, but we kind of want to keep up with what is happening out there and how things are moving forward.
Yeah, I feel we're just not proactive. I feel our commission has more tasks than just being in these meetings and saying yes or no to project. I feel like we have to be proactive in knowing what the community is about, historic resources, where are they, how we can include more resources into the inventory list. Anyway, I just feel that was our task in the from the beginning.
Mr. Mimic, is there anything that you think, any clarification on our role or?
Chair McDivitt, yeah. So kind of as of right now, we have our historic inventory list. And as mentioned earlier, it was approved in the budget for 24/25. City Council adopted a budget that would include contributing to a member of the public filing an application to do that analysis of potential other historic properties. Unfortunately, we just haven't had someone submit that application yet. And I think that's really what we're waiting for in terms of how to approach the existing list. And it's unfortunate because, there is monetary incentives from the city to do that. We just mm-hmm. haven't received that yet.
So I think for clarity for the public, that is what's required in order to engage our involvement, correct?
Correct, right. Yeah, so that's
we
correct.
Cannot do that on our own. The public would, or somebody, yeah, the public would need to make a request.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And as far as updates, is that something that if we have the time, if we requested it, that maybe something could be prepared for the next meeting when we have one?
Chair McDivitt, yeah, that's definitely a possibility. We can definitely give updates on projects the commission has seen before, kind of the status, where they are in the process. We're happy to do that. Okay. This wouldn't really be we couldn't review the project
sure.
again.
Sure.
But we could definitely give you a status update, okay. and we can put that on the agenda.
Okay, how would you like us to communicate that to you?
Well, yeah, you're communicating it right now, so
okay.
I'm happy to put that on a future agenda.
Okay, thank you. Good? Okay. All right. Well, if we don't have any other comments, then this meeting is adjourned.